Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with Steve Bruce. He's taking a closer look at promising young Geordie player Elliot Anderson. The team chief has always made it clear that he's keen to produce more from the academy. Coach Steve Harper is providing a vital daily link. That link has been made more complicated by the current pandemic with a careful two-tiered system in place. However, it's not prevented Anderson finding himself promoted to the first team training base after being called up to the seniors for the League Cup win at Newport in September. Since then, he's remained with the first team, and Bruce is suggesting that he's happy to give him a chance. The 17-year-old is hoping to gain vital experience going forward. With John Joe Shelby currently sidelined, he's providing an extra number in training. While he's now working away from the under-23s group, he's still featuring for the second string. Elsewhere then, into other news, and Ryan Fraser has been discussing his future, insisting he has no intention of living in the shadow of some of the greats and believes that the current crop of players are capable of making their own history. The winger is getting close to full fitness after missing the pre-season, but one significant second-half movement won it for Newcastle on Sunday against Everton as he skipped down the left wing and then looped the ball to the back post for Callum Wilson. The goal would have come as no shock to Bournemouth fans who watched on the telepathy between the pair. Fraser is hoping to set the tone at United. He's well aware of the big names that have played in the black and white jersey down the years, and he insists he's determined to make his own stamp. He told the Chronicle, "Obviously, Shearer, you had all that as a kid, but for me, I want to make my own history. You can look back all you want, but it's looking as at a project. I want to be here for 5 years or more, and it is going to be a project." Into other news with Luka Modric, and he's revealed the discussions that nearly led to him joining Newcastle. He's revealed the truth behind them in signing from Dinamo Zagreb in 2008. His exploits at the World Cup helped him with the Ballon d'Or. In the last few years, back in 2008, though, the 35-year-old joined Tottenham instead of Newcastle, much to the frustration of Kevin Keegan. Here we go, of course, in his book, has confirmed the interest, but Modric insists, though, that although he's well aware of the rumours, Newcastle, of course, no one told him directly that the Magpies wanted to sign him at the time, and there was no concrete talks between all parties. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.